This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies, come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. We got Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joining us at 9 o'clock. Nats on a heater. James Wood on a heater. Hit a couple home runs yesterday. They've improved to 5-6. And then we're going to talk to one of the Paulsons, Carl Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more Masters coming up at 9:25. But right now we open up the entertainment page.
That's right. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll hook you up with a sales rep. And they will take care of you. Of course, you can check out their selection of new and used vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. Trust me, it's nothing like driving a BMW. It's just a different kind of car. This is kind of interesting. Cakes, when was the last time you went out to dinner with Amy and you just, you were just like making out with her
at the table?
Making out at dinner?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, I don't know that's ever happened.
Well, it just happened with Keanu Reeves, who's 60 years old,
okay,
and his girlfriend, Alexandra Grant, who's 52. Now, the one thing I've always found kind of interesting, I thought it was his wife, but I guess it's his girlfriend, is that, and God bless her, more power to her, but she's one of these that she just refuses to dye her hair.
Okay.
So you know.
Full gray.
Yeah, she's just going gray,
mm-hmm,
and she's letting it be, which guys, do. I do. I always think it's a little bit weird when a woman does, like, especially in her early 50s, but, Keanu gets iced and they're in London. Maybe he thinks cause they're in London, you know, but still, maybe you think you're a little more surreptitious. Like, you know, you're not, I mean, London's a big city,
like,
but
he's world famous. Like,
so he can't go anywhere.
Well, if he's making out with his wife anywhere, somebody's going to either take a picture or video it.
And, of course, he looks like freaking, Keanu Reeves, like with the beard.
Sure.
Like, he looks so weird.
I mean, he's John Wick. Everybody knows him.
Is he doing another John Wick?
Yes. John Wick 5, I believe, is on tap.
Is he?
I think it's because they said they're having a boozy lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and I think maybe they're a little... uninhibited.
Looks like maybe he's having a Bloody Mary, it looks like.
Ooh, delicious.
She has like a glass of wine.
She has a glass of wine or
so
something.
So maybe they're feeling frisky after the alcohol kicked in.
Yeah. So anyway, they're holding hands. They're making out. I mean, God bless them. I guess the relationship goals, right? But making out in public, that's always something that's a little much for me.
It's a little weird.
It's a little much for me.
A little strange, the PDAs.
Yeah. All right, so I haven't really followed this Snow White disaster, but I mean, they're just saying it's just losing so much money.
They poured a bunch of dough into it. And it
they're
just
saying
not done
Disney's
well.
Set to lose maybe as much as $115 million on it. And is Rachel Zegler, is she the star?
Yeah, she is.
Of Snow White?
I don't know anything about her. It's hard to call her a star when I've never heard her name attached to anything else.
She looks like a really attractive girl, but 23 years old. She's the star of Snow White. And it's taken about $168 million worldwide. I know the budget was at least $250 million. I don't know. Does this stain her? Does she have an opportunity to get...
Well, it's not great.
I mean, it's not her fault.
If you're attached to a big, giant bomb, like,
it's not... Is it her fault, though?
Nah.
I have no idea.
Seems weird.
She's plenty of time to bounce back.
Any of you guys... You're not. Your kids want to see it, Snow White.
None of my kids. No clamoring to see Snow White.
I know my daughters don't.
Yeah, yeah. Drab, you look like you were going to say something. Do you know Rachel Zegler?
I mean, I've just known about her the past year. She's
been hyping her up.
Stick her foot in her mouth. And
oh, does she say dumb things?
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's one of the big storylines of this whole thing is why nobody has seen it. You know, she said, whether you agree with her or not, she said things like, "Snow White's not going to be rescued by a man this time."
Right.
She's doing like, I don't know, like for lack of a better phrase, extreme wokeness.
Yeah, progressive Snow White.
Yeah.
She is, or that was just the whole
thing? No, she is on her own. And she's like, the producers are furious at her because she's injecting politics into the promotion of the movie.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Every time there's she's doing promo for it, she's
giving her personal
view.
Gotcha.
Which makes, you know, half the country not want to see it.
Right.
Okay.
Apparently, there's also some backlash that she's a Latina actress, and some people didn't want to see a Latina actress in the Snow White role.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, she's a pretty actress, I can tell you that. This is a weird story. There's now fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
Yeah, I saw KFC toothpaste.
KFC recently introduced fried chicken flavored toothpaste.
Probably delicious.
The flavors are inspired by all of KFC's 11 herbs and spices. That does seem gross.
I mean, let's be honest.
Get out of here.
What tastes better, mint or KFC fried chicken?
Yeah, but after you brush your teeth,
you want
the KFC, you're
going
to feel like you need to brush it again.
Maybe I want to walk around with
chicken breath.
With chicken breath. It's probably delicious.
So where do they sit?
I'd smoochie cakes if you had some chicken breath.
That sounds terrible. It really does.
The toothpaste is offered on the His Mile website for $13.
Smile. High Smile.
High Smile?
I'm guessing we're talking about toothpaste.
His Mile.
I'm guessing.
High Smile.
We're talking toothpaste. Yeah. I'm guessing it's not His Mile.
Probably High Smile.
His Smile. High Smile.
Yeah, that's Chris Farley's website.
Yeah.
His Smile. High Smile? I don't know. H-I-S-M-I-L.
No,
Chris Farley's would be His 8 miles or His 20 miles. He's not stopping at a mile.
So who's making it? What company's making it?
I don't know. I guess KFC partnered with toothpaste manufacturer.
So it's actually going to be a toothpaste with KFC's logo on it?
And it tastes like chicken. Inspired by their 11 herbs and spices.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put that as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka.
All right, what's the question?
And Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. That means zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. In or out on KFC toothpaste?
I'm out. In. Do at least try it. I mean,
toothpaste is going to cost $13. I don't know. Was that about standard for $13?
No.
What's a toothpaste?
Like a tube of toothpaste is $5 or $6 probably.
Right, so Crest is like $6. So it's double a regular.
Yeah.
You can also buy a matching KFC toothbrush for $60. Who the hell would do that?
No.
You got to be an idiot.
I want a Colonel Sanders toothbrush.
You got to be so stupid to do that.
I guess there was a Minecraft movie. Did Kevin talk about the Minecraft movie?
Not yet.
No, but it made a ton of money.
Yeah, they said it did $163 million. Worldwide, $313 million. Was it Minecraft? I feel like it had a rejuvenation like a few years ago.
I think it's just been popular for like 20 years, it seems like.
Has it been a steady popularity? I know my son was into it about 4 or 5 years ago.
I haven't really kept up with it, but I think it's still popular.
I don't think Kevin talked about Minecraft, but a few weeks ago, Kevin recommended the show The Studio on Apple TV Plus, which stars Seth Rogen.
It's good.
I watched the first 2 episodes, and interesting that you bring up this movie about the Minecraft movie. So the premise is he becomes the studio head, and he wants to do movies that he's proud of, But the guy that gives him the gig, I guess, that owns the studio is obsessed with Kool-Aid, and he has to come up with a Kool-Aid movie in the first episode.
Because they made so much money off the Barbie movie, now they're like, okay, we're just going to take another huge brand, Kool-Aid, and try to make a movie that's going to make $1 billion with it.
Is it possible? Can you come up with a plot line around
it's
Kool-Aid?
It's pretty funny. I've seen three episodes.
And it has good cameos. Like, it had Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
In the first episode, or maybe that was episode 2. I'm not sure.
I'll give you another show to watch. Don't sleep on it. It's called Mobland.
Paramount Plus.
It's Guy Ritchie.
You're a big Paramount Plus guy.
Well, the shows are unbelievable.
You should get an endorsement.
I heard Mobland's
good.
That's with Hardy?
Tom Hardy.
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah. Tom Hardy is unbelievable in it.
Yeah.
But it's based in London, and it's two British crime families battling it out. It's really good.
EB,
really
did you like Tom Hardy more as Bane or more as Venom? Which Tom Hardy vehicle?
Bane.
Do you like Bane more?
I guess.
Okay. I had to check in.
Venom turn good?
I don't know. I didn't see the second Venom. Yeah. Venom, I've always thought, kind of a bad guy. But
I think he was a bad guy.
I don't have the most extensive file.
Yeah.
This is always funny. It looks like they caught John Gruden liking just like a thirst trap pick. I don't know about these. You want to help me?
This fell in the honeypot?
Is this like an Instagram photo?
It's an Instagram reel of some big butt influencer like a Stairmaster.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a picture of him?
And he liked it.
I can't remember who it was, but I know.
Gotta change that to the burner dog.
There was a picture of Gruden with somebody else in NFL circles and their girlfriends. It might have been... wasn't Sean McVay. It was like another coach.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they had their girlfriends. I think it was an older coach. And I believe it was Gruden that had his hand on her butt.
Oh, he did.
So that might be his thing.
On the other guy's?
No, on his.
On his wife or girlfriend? Yeah.
I could be botching it, but
it's horny.
Confirmed butt man.
Yes.
He's a butt man.
I'm going to see if I find the picture.
That is hilarious. Like, you remember you used to see like LeBron and all these guys? Do they still do it? They still like all these
I don't know.
These, Instagram.
I don't keep up with the exploits of LeBron and Kevin Durant on social media.
Celebrity liking big butt.
JP used to mention the Instagram. It was like perfect booties or something.
I think LeBron started following. Oh, you know what it was? I kind of botched it. So it wasn't John Gruden who was grabbing his girl's butt. He's taking a picture with Sean Payton. And Sean Payton has his hand on his girl's butt in the picture.
I think one of the more famous one is Obama liked Sarah J.
That's a legend. That actually happened.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
That is so funny. You got to be careful. I follow a bunch of like golf influencers, and you know, most of them are attractive. I can't like any of the stuff.
That's just how white folks will do you.
Hey, could it be possible?
Look at Sean Payton, Evie.
Yeah, I see that hand. See. What, Valdez?
Could it be possible that John had a slip-up, like an accidental-like?
Like accidental-like? He thought he was on his burner?
No. Just sometimes you got fat fingers.
It does happen to me. Sometimes when I hit reel, sometimes I like something.
Right.
When I'm just scrolling and I have to go back.
And unlike it?
And unlike it because, you know, it's just a random reel. I didn't necessarily like it. I was just scrolling.
It could be possible. Like, he doesn't follow that girl. It just came up on his algorithm.
It's possible.
And he's... scrolling through.
Well, at a bare minimum, he's got big butt girls on his algorithm. At a bare minimum.
No, yeah. He's guilty. He's guilty of having
guilty
big butt girls.
Guilty by association, if nothing else.
But almost every guy's algorithm has either jugs or butts popping up every couple of reels.
It is funny sometimes. Do you guys, you know, Instagram added this deal now where you can see what like your friends like. You know, up in the right-hand corner.
Bubbles. It's devastating.
Yeah, so now you go in there and you can say, oh, that's what this person like? It just highlights it for you. Boom. It's one thing to surreptitiously maybe like something, and I guess there's a way you could go into someone's history or something, you can see what they're liking, but now it'll take you directly to what your friends are liking.
Devious.
So, like, if Drabby's liking a bunch of big butt girls, it's going to show up on that feed.
I honestly, I haven't liked anything on Instagram.
You've
really
been scared off because of that?
I've been totally scared off. Now I'm liking dumb crap like
recipes,
tennis lessons,
wholesome material.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Right. It's outing people left and right. It is kind of funny just to see what they're liking. And last but not least, this is just always weird and awkward. Damon Wayans, who I always really liked back in the day. I feel like I haven't seen him in years.
Yep.
But Damon Wayans says he fell in love with his nephew's ex-girlfriend.
Weird. Very. Imagine? What's the age difference?
Let me see.
Damon Wayans played Homie the Clown,
he's
right?
He's 64.
Yes. Just so one
it's
of the
probably,
great,
probably my, I'm 30. Guessing like a 30-some year age difference.
Right.
He clarified he fell in love with the woman around 2001.
Man, that's a long time ago.
And he had gotten divorced, so it was like after all that stuff. But
and I don't know that he knew the nephew had dated her at first. I think he claims the nephew never was in love with her.
Clarify, he said his nephew and the woman who he did not name were not in love during their ill-fated relationship.
That just mean they smashed?
I guess.
Hey, Marlon Wayans is at MGM in a few days. Wonder if he'll do some jokes about it.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Which one's Marlon?
Younger brother, younger. I'm guessing.
I think we had one of them. Was it Marlon? We had him when we were at the MGM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we had one of our poker opens. And
there's
last
one
but
that's
not least,
in shrinking.
I think without question, I saw like Firefest, and I've seen interviews with Billy McFarlane. He seems like a likable guy, actually. He must be mentally ill.
He's a grifter, scam, con artist.
But I've seen him in interviews, and I felt like, okay, maybe he seemed
normal.
He's
got Riz.
He's like a normal person. This guy's crazy.
He's a psycho.
He's still trying to push this Firefest too, and he's got nothing. He's got no band. He's got nothing. I think at most he might have is a permit for a 12-hour listening party for 250
people.
There's
not a country on the planet.
I think like the Mexican government is telling people like this is not sanctioned.
Like what is he doing?
You know what he should be doing?
He's running like the most public scam ever.
I don't understand him.
He should be working in radio sales.
Yeah, he could sell anything. I guess.
Because he could sell anything. Sounds like a great talker.
Yeah, I've seen him.
He'd be a perfect fit.
He would be a great account executive.
My impression of him when I saw him
radio
was
insider.
He seemed like a nice guy. Like I know he did terrible things, and I've seen interviews with him. I go, he seems like a reasonable.
He's
nice
definitely
guy.
Going to try to sell you
but
some
he's crazy.
Sort of. He's going to try to sell you like a scam credit card, yeah. Like for tickets.
He's a crazy person.
Just tell him to go away.
All right, got to take a break. Remember, we still have Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. All right, I'm going to check in on the poll results. What do you think? KFC toothpaste. Cakes is in.
I already voted.
I think I'd be grossed out.
I saw the number when I voted. I'm going to say it's 95% are out.
I'm going to say 97% no.
You guys are all over. Cakes, you've been on a bit of a heater. Not only did you thread the needle with the Ovi thing.
Yep.
The poll yesterday, I thought it was going to go the other way. You pretty
what
much
was,
nailed
what
it. What
was the question?
It was, should Stephen A. Smith run for president?
And what was the answer?
Cakes predicted 80% no. It was 82% no.
Yeah.
Almost 1,000 votes.
Right.
And this one is at 93% out on the toothpaste.
I think I've been on a heater for almost a full calendar year.
You think you just have you? Just, oh,
I mean,
what's happened
in terms of what?
Like some sort of like
I predicted
lobotomy or something?
I think I predicted the best Commander's record.
Yeah.
I almost nailed Jaden Daniels' rookie numbers. Mm-hmm. I crushed my Sam Darnold bold prediction.
Mm-hmm.
I threaded the needle for the Ovi goal
there you
in
are.
Long Island.
A little bit of a life heater.
Kind of a life heater.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Have you been
I'm
doing?
I'm sure I'm doing.
Do you have any other predictions coming up so that maybe I can tail you?
I don't know.
Who do you like in the Masters?
It's a great question.
Obviously, the draft tomorrow is. Will
are we doing
determine.
One American, one non-American? Doing
that
normally
bit again? Do, I guess.
That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
The question is, are we kind of
have a tingle about Rory.
Oh, you do?
Kind of have a Rory tingle.
Hey, he's been on a heater.
I would say he's dooming him.
You might not want to fade me.
Yeah.
The question is, for our pool, are we going to do a win or go home? Or and it rolls over? Or
are we going to
do? Or are we going to do combined aggregate score? Are we going to do combined total finish? What are we going to do?
We should hit the carryover because it's the first major of the year and it makes the other ones juicy.
Then we can make the last one. If nobody hits, we can make the last one.
Can anybody do that?
I like highest finish.
I think that we'll pick a winner though because it's a limited field. It's usually, fairly
I can't remember
game.
If we did last year.
I know you golf dorks are going to attack me for this, but please update me on the schedule again, because a few years ago they completely bamboozled the schedule.
I think the PGA may be second now.
Is the PGA second?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
And then US Open, then British? Yes. Is that how it is? Yeah.
I mean, there used to be...
I know, it's wacky.
We used to be a society. We used to have a proper order to things.
I know,
then
it's all wacky.
They just threw a curveball.
Seahawks still be in the
AFC. They basically wanted a major every month, so that's why they moved the PGA to May.
So, hold on. So, tomorrow, or for this, we're doing win or rolls over.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, no highest finish, no aggregate.
Right. Win. Save that for the end.
Right.
Save that for the British.
Correct.
That makes sense to me.
Or the Ryder Cup. Isn't this a Ryder Cup year?
It is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who would know?
Keegan.
It is.
Where is it being played?
Bethpage.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he just said knows it right off the top of his dome.
Come on, Cakes. Come on, Cakes.
Cakes is locked, or
he doesn't
is locked in.
He consumes as much golf content as you consume poker / fantasy.
Hey, let me ask
that's
you something.
That's probably correct.
Okay, that's why he has that knowledge base?
All right, first of all, Valdez, will you stand up for the cameras? I think you might be on the camera. Is this a dead guy sweater?
It is a dead guy sweater.
So you got that from eBay.
Yes.
All right, a Masters sweater from eBay. Now, is that the one that's the Augusta National one?
No. This is not the Augusta.
This is the cheesy
one. That's mass consumption Masters.
Yeah, this is what everyone can go buy in the merch tent.
All right, but in the merch tent, that's probably $150, $160 sweater.
Probably. I got it for $20, $30.
That's great. No moth holes or anything?
No moth holes.
We don't call that a sweater, EB.
It's a V-neck.
That's a V-neck,
how do you find
friend.
Now, you're not buying Buy It Now. Is you're bidding?
I've done both. Here's the
give
key.
Give us the secret. He got a great Vineyard Vine sweater that he didn't like that I took from him.
So, and I could have
got that for
it.
Like $11.
It's always returns accepted.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people shrink all the stuff in the wash.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's
just
a big stain on it, or there's a hole.
Yeah.
And you just got to send it back.
Yeah.
So you always got to do returns accepted.
All right.
Secondly, you need to look at these two locations.
All right.
All right. You need to buy from Florida.
Why?
Because that's where everyone goes to die.
A lot of old people.
So
yeah,
they probably
sense.
Don't wear it too many times.
That's
right. Exactly.
Right.
And it's their kids or their significant other putting everything up.
Okay.
All trying to get a dime off the estate.
Virtual estate sale.
So you actually put
always,
in the search,
I'm always
Florida?
I'm always looking for Naples.
So hold on. Do you actually, you can do that in your search? You can put location?
I'm sure you can in a sophisticated way. I just, when I'm looking at something,
just
and
keep your eye out
I keep
that.
My eye out from where it's coming from.
All right.
And also Nevada.
Nevada's
why,
a big
why
one.
Nevada?
I don't know why. My guess is people pawning stuff. So if you see something from Henderson, Vegas area, people are always pawning stuff.
Yeah.
Felted.
All right.
Well, there are a lot of golfers in Nevada, too. Like, that makes sense.
Those are the two areas that I really look out for.
I mean, Jason, look at that. He's got a nice sweater.
Let me see.
It's a nice, you turn your broken neck around. It's a nice sweater. You know, how much did you pay?
Like $20-$30.
And then plus shipping?
Yeah, sometimes you always got to pay the shipping.
Right.
You also got to watch out because they jack up
They'll
the shipping
put like $16
on
shipping.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah, that's where they hammer you.
Yeah. But sometimes if it's something nice and... You know, you're willing to take the flyer on it.
Now, do you ever flip them, or do you always keep them?
Usually, I keep them. I wouldn't flip. I wouldn't flip them. I am better because I just noticed on eBay yesterday that the Masters gnome. Apparently, that's a huge.
The Masters
thing.
Gnome's a big thing this year.
It's like a garden gnome.
Yes, every
like
year
belts,
they put out a new
all over the merchandise.
They put out a new gnome every year.
So, what
year.
Is the is it just the emblem? Like, what is the gnome?
No, it's a gnome, and this year the gnome is dressed up like as a patron.
Okay,
as holding like a pimento cheese sandwich.
Okay,
he has like a Masters shirt on. It kind of looks. It's kind of like dad vibes ish.
We're gonna make so much money off this gnome.
And they, I think they go quickly. But we have a colleague, JP Finley, who goes down to Augusta every year. And those gnomes, we gotta tell them to just buy up every gnome possible.
Okay,
because they're going for $600 on eBay.
Wow, they'll be gone. He won't be able to.
I didn't realize Valdez is on eBay so much.
Yeah, is it? I wonder. Is eBay doing as well since Amazon's just like blown up the last 5 years or so? I feel like,
well,
post COVID debacle.
Well, Amazon.
Amazon
a lot of the
been
it's not like
outrageous.
Used. Amazon stuff's not really used.
Right.
I snooze on eBay.
eBay, you could do both though. Like I buy new stuff or used. You know,
I like eBay.
You're an eBay guy.
Yeah, I'm an eBay guy.
But I feel like eBay's not as popular as it was 10 years ago.
Well, I think there's a lot
you're probably
of S
right.
on there.
Huh?
There's a lot of crap on there.
Have you already stopped buying from Temu?
I did buy a $9 golf training aid from there.
Let me guess. It was worth about 9 cents.
It's probably worth about a dollar. Okay. But it did. It served its purpose.
Okay.
And also, like, there's certain brands that I'm loyal to. And, I like Under Armour pants. I do. Because, I don't know, they're cut well. They fit well. Mm-hmm. I like them.
And you can't find them?
And sometimes they change their pants from year to year.
Oh, they totally do.
And I got to find a certain year's model of pants.
So you know which ones you're looking for?
Yeah, I get sized for the Under Armour Showdown pants.
So you're constantly checking to see when they have new pants?
I mean, I have so many pants. Like, I really don't need anything at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, I just get sized for the deal.
Right.
I like knowing I'm going to get over on somebody.
Sure, dude, that's... It's a great feeling, isn't it? Love the deal.
Like,
the art of the deal.
You have no idea what you have in your hands, and I do, and I'm going to swindle you. That's I kind of like that.
You're not about fair trades. You want to win the trade every time.
One-sided. Yeah. I mean, fleeced.
So here's what I'm trying to fleece some dude on the other end. So the Masters, and we've talked about it over the last year or two, but, they've gotten incredibly savvy with their tech. And everyone loves the app. Like, the Masters app is, the best app. You can literally see every shot. Yeah. Is the website as good, or is it even better on the app?
I think the website's just like the app.
Each player, and they'll show you every single shot.
Every shot. And I heard... So here's this morning. I remember that from last year. So I heard that you could go to the app, and you could see every shot from the range. Like, they had reporters literally counting, and Bryson DeChambeau had the most shots yesterday on the range. I think he had 155 shots or whatever.
Like, Max Homa had 147 shots on Monday.
Well, he better. Yeah. He's missed five straight cuts. Five straight cuts.
But I was looking for it now I can't find it. I'm on the app. I can't find the range sessions from yesterday. I'm just bitter. I just wanted to go.
Is Live From on right now, by the way?
It's on. I don't know if it's live. Probably, maybe not until 9.
Should it be live?
Maybe
live
not until 9.
Is in the name. Live From.
No,
it should be live.
No, they replay it.
They replay last
Ricky.
Night.
False.
You ever heard of a Saturday Night Live
false
rerun? Advertising? That's false advertising as far as I'm concerned.
Anyway, the Masters app is awesome if you're a golf geek.
Yeah, put that on.
And I think that the Masters website's pretty darn good, too. I'm not sure if it's quite as great as the app, but maybe it is.
I feel like you need to buy all the gnome merchandise I can get my greedy little hands on, Valdez. Try to resell it.
I'm just impressed with his clothes purchases.
I'm a savvy purchaser.
You've done a good job with them. The few things I've noticed. Yeah, you do a good job.
It's a clothes maven.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your hat's askew, EB.
Yeah.
It's always askew. I don't know why. I don't know how to make it straight. Maybe my head's crooked or something. I'm not trying to do a thing.
No.
It's just whatever. This hat's a little big since I got a haircut.
It's straight now.
A haircut, man. I didn't know it. Now my haircuts are $25. They used to be like 15, but okay, $25. That's nothing for a guy, right? $25
with a tip, $30 in total.
I gave him $35 because I've always been giving him. It was $22 in the recent one, so I give him $30.
Yeah,
that was like $8. Mm-hmm. So then I didn't feel like I could go back.
Yep.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
then I gave 30. Yeah, so then I gave him $35.
He boxed you into a bigger tip.
So now I'm paying $35 for a freaking haircut. Literally takes the guy 3 minutes. He's a wizard. It's not like I got some special hair. You know, I get like a C-plus haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What are you paying for your haircuts these days?
I think gave my guy Jonathan a $10 tip last time, too. I think I went above and beyond.
Yeah.
I gave him a nice tip at Christmas, too. I gave him a pretty nice one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Like, last 2 years, I've hooked him.
Right.
Coming up next is the next quarterback prospect akin to a superstar that everybody loves in the NFL. So we're getting ready for the NFL draft here in a couple of weeks, and you're getting all these breakdowns. EB does his commercial break film studies on this show.
We're literally looking at the guy for 5 minutes.
John Gruden does it in a little more detail.
All right.
And he has a little greater background than you when it comes to quarterbacks.
He also is pretty glowing every time he critiques anybody. Did he have the balls to grade Trey Lance the way I did?
I don't know.
I don't know if he did
a quarterback school or whatever he calls it now with Trey Lance. But I agree. He tends to, I mean, he has the guy there, so he builds him up.
Yeah. Which, you know, is fine.
But he has Will Howard
right.
for one of his quarterback breakdowns. I'm not sure what they call it now in Barstool Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And here's John Gruden talking with Will Howard, and listen to who he compares him to.
Now, you're a big dual threat quarterback, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you are?
Damn right.
Who is this?
Josh Allen, man.
No, it's not. It's the MVP of the league,
MVP,
man.
Josh Allen.
What is? He's a real big dual threat now. Mm-hmm. But when I look at Joshua Allen, he went to the combine. What was he?
6'4".
What are you?
6'4".
How much did he weigh?
237.
You guys are the same size, man.
Yeah, man.
So that's how big a guy you are.
Yeah.
26 career rushing touchdowns. You had an 80-yard touchdown run. 71. That's like Saquon Howard. what was this thing here against is this TCU?
Yeah, this is a counter read right here. So we're running a little
This is what Jalen Hurts runs for the Eagles. What about this against Oklahoma State?
This is just pin and pull right here, baby. Make a little cut and it's off to the races.
This is one of my favorite plays of the season. I mean, look at all these Irishmen come after you right here. And it just opens up the back, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how the hell do people not like you as the number one quarterback in the draft? Didn't you win the national title?
Yeah, man.
What do you got to do? You're 6'5". You're like a young Josh Allen.
Wow.
Just pumping him up.
Wow.
I mean, what if he is? Maybe he should be considered. He's not. I don't think he's considered in the top three quarterbacks, right? Is he in that 4-5 range amongst the quarterbacks?
I feel like maybe. He's like a mid-round pick projection.
Yeah, I think he's projected 4th, 5th round.
I mean, maybe that's why John Gruden went 4-12, 7-9, 8-8, and 3-2 when he closed out his career.
I mean,
in
he
Vegas.
Brings up some good points. The one thing I'll say, just in terms of my evaluation, because I think I gave him like a 50 or something, and I said, you know, like maybe he'd be like a journeyman. I was very tainted by that Michigan game, right, where he played poorly.
Right. They lost the game.
And it biased my whole evaluation of him. So I do feel bad about that.
Well, just because he has the same measurements and physical qualities as Josh Allen, like you're going to comp him to Josh Allen because he's 6'4", 235.
Okay, it's not just a random 6'4", 235 guy. It's a quarterback.
Who had 26 rushing touchdowns, won a national championship. And so he has some resume.
In Gruden's defense, they kind of showed plays Josh Allen was making, mm-hmm. like the play against the Irish, where mm-hmm. he kind of escapes the pocket and throws the backside that's left wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And then the counter plays. He's
just showing similar traits.
Yeah. He's not saying you're Josh Allen because you're the same height and weight. Mm-hmm.
And look, Josh Allen was drafted high, but I don't know that anybody projected him to be as good as he is.
Did Josh also
you can
come
make
from
an
North
argument
Dakota
Josh
State?
Allen is the best quarterback
from?
In the league.
Or Wyoming.
Wyoming. Okay, right.
I mean, he won the MVP last
year.
You can make an argument he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah. I mean, he's amongst them.
But Will Howard is, if he goes 4th or 5th round, you can't really compare him to Josh Allen.
I mean, Josh Allen went 7th.
Yeah.
I mean, not 7th round, 7th overall.
So why is Will Howard not regarded that high? He doesn't have the arm strength?
You got to remember, when he was at Kansas State, he was predominantly just a running quarterback. He was not a good passer.
Mm-hmm.
Now he goes to Ohio State. He had a much better year, but he also had crazy talent around him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He had 24 touchdowns his last season at Kansas State.
Yeah, but look at the completion percentage. He wasn't a high percentage guy. No, he was just much better.
But you know who else wasn't a high percentage guy?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. But still, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe Gruden's on to something.
He was thought to be a better NFL prospect coming out. But who knows?
Maybe he's on to something. Maybe he's going to blossom if given an opportunity.
Did you see Shedeur Sanders met with the Steelers yesterday? He could go anywhere, it seems like.
Yeah, he's a wild card.
It seems like Cleveland, and we talked about this, is going to take Travis Hunter. But I don't know how they don't go quarterback. Maybe they get Kirk Cousins or they're happy with Kenny Pickett.
Or they could come back and get one of these guys.
Like could.
You know? They could get a dart.
But Shedeur could go anywhere from like really high up or slide all the way down to a team like the Steelers.
Steelers pick where? Like
21.
21.
21? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Travis Hunter's minus 135.
And then some people love Shedeur. We talked about it. Kuiper has him number one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It does make it interesting.
I'm watching the highlights of Howard. See, this is why you got to watch every throw. Because highlights are just so deceiving. just shows, I mean, he looks freaking amazing. You got to see the every throw clips where you get it all. I don't know, man. I'm feeling bad about my 50 grade for Howard. I didn't realize, honestly, I didn't realize he was 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big dude.
I didn't know he was that big.
Usually he'd lead off your commercial break film studies.
Yeah,
with
maybe
the bio.
Just didn't register with me. Maybe.
CBS put up their, I don't know if this is their first one, but their 7-round mock draft.
I mean, that's a lot of names.
That's a ton of names. Yeah. And they've got Will Howard going 4th round to the, I want to say it's the Rams.
He might go higher than that.
Might.
Let's go to Chris in Leesburg. He's just spent a bunch of dough on some merch in Augusta.
He's not bargain shopping like Valdez.
No, you're definitely, if you're buying merch there, you're definitely not bargain shopping, nope. Chris.
Yeah, it was no bargain shopping, but I was at Monday's practice round. Right. First time in 15
years. That was the one that got washed out.
Man, you got the worst luck.
I got the worst luck, but I got a refund and we get to go back next year. But Augusta is just a magical place. We walked in. Yeah. You don't realize how hilly whole course is. But we walked in and we immediately saw the sign that said merch, 60-minute wait. So we got in line because, you know, the weather was dicey.
Right.
And it's like a amusement park where you go weave in and out of the stanchions.
Yep.
And then once you get in, they hand you a reusable, like, grocery bag.
Right.
And it's you know, walled
up.
Loaded up for friends. I spent about a grand. Person behind me, $3,000.
Now, what did you get for yourself? Like, what were you interested in?
So I got a couple T-shirts, a couple long sleeves, a pullover, the pin flag, some cups, got my wife a visor and a hoodie. Got
what about the gnome? Anything with the gnome on it?
So the funny thing is on the gnome, there's signs all over, one per transaction.
Oh.
So you can't just load up on them. They put about, I think they said 10,000 out a day. By the time we got there at like, in the pro shop at like 10, they were all sold out. But when you're in line, you're
possible?
Seeing people just carrying bags out to their car. Cause the cool thing is you reload up to twice.
Wow.
And so you're standing in line. The line actually wraps around the practice area. So we're standing in line in the rain and watching just players flop shots over bunkers onto the green. And it's just stopping on a dime. It's an unreal, you know.
The place
thing,
has infinite money.
Hey, how much is the gnome retail?
It was, I think I saw it for like 30.
30 bucks? You can flip it for
$600. That ROI is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, big.
Yeah. But like, so you can get like their Christmas ornaments this year are the gnome. So I didn't get that. But people are just loading up on bags and bags of stuff. And they, we walked out of there, and right next to the gift shop, they have a FedEx. So you can decide if you want to ship everything back or take it to your car or just carry it around.
That is actually cool. I didn't even realize that. They let you take it back to your car.
How far away from the course did you stay?
So we stayed just south of the Atlanta airport, which was a hike. So we got up early before they made the announcement and started driving. So we had about 30 minutes before we got there when they said everything was open.
Wouldn't you describe the downtown sort of Augusta area as just kind of like Laurel, though? Isn't it kind of amazing?
It's just, it's unreal. Everyone was so nice.
Yeah.
All the workers were so nice. The course is immaculate. You step on that grass.
Even in the parking lot.
The parking attendants were phenomenal. I mean, they're getting pummeled by rain, and they're the happiest people in the world.
Yeah.
But you step on that grass, it doesn't even feel like real grass. And so we walked out of the gift shop, got some food, and right as we walked out of the concessions, they made the first announcement to close the course. So we started walking around the course, and we got to see 1, 9, and walked up 18. And even the security guards, you know, were asking us if they wanted us to take their pictures with their cameras and stuff. It was such an unbelievable experience.
So nice.
And, you know, we stayed in our car for a couple hours just to see you know, if they were going to reopen it, and you know, obviously they didn't. But we were driving back to the airport, and you know, got the email that, hey, you know, it's canceled, but you're getting a refund. So we get to go back next year, and it actually, I think, worked out better because now we know kind of the lay of the land. But that course is unbelievable, and you don't, the camera doesn't do it justice.
For sure.
That's what everybody says.
How hilly, the undulations, all that stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, we got to run, man. Good stuff.
Congrats, right, buddy.
Take care. Thanks.
Congrats, you just spent $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, go back next year and spend another $1,000.
Masters generates an estimated $70 million in merch sales during the tournament.
And I didn't realize that. Wow. You can't just go to like masters.com or whatever and go to the shop. They don't sell that stuff online. It's crazy. Think about how much more they could.
Can only be purchased during Masters week.
Coming up next, the Nats have been hot. James Wood has been hot. A couple home runs yesterday in their win against the Dodgers. Their GM, President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo, joins us here on the Junkies.